It's the Asylum Classic Metal Show, AsylumMetalRadio.com and Facebook.com/AsylumMetalRadio is where you can hit yours. And a good hint to check out all the interviews in full. The extra bits that you don't get to hear within the show, we comprise the entire interview and put it in its entirety on the website so you can check out, one of which will be with a hometown friend. I have Matt from Red Tide Rising on the phone with me. What's happening, brother?
Oh, not much, you know, just getting ready to do new projects and get back out on the road.
And once you start breaking out, what was kind of the key or maybe a turning point that you kind of said, hey, all right, maybe we're doing this thing the right way?
You know, definitely when we got a bunch of responses from fans about how our shows were so, like, stunning, and we just eventually kept thinking, okay, you know, if the fans are liking this, that means we're probably good and we don't suck, so we're going to keep going.
It's always a good sign.
See what it leads.
Speaking of visuals, you guys have a very visual show as well when you do the live gig.
We've got everything from custom backgrounds, light show, to even cryo on the stage. We started that look early last year, I think like February we debuted our new look, and it's just exploded from just the custom backgrounds to a bunch of stuff on stage that just takes away the crowd. I mean, it's really awesome to watch their reactions when some of the stuff goes off.
Makes it an entire experience, as yep. well as just watching a killer band get up there and kick some ass.
Last year, we got the opportunity to tour with In This Moment. That was a new spark for us, for sure.
Do you find yourself standing there just watching and soaking it up of watching a band like In This Moment?
We learned a lot from them, and I think it's safe to say that we had that connection there, that they liked our stuff and we liked their stuff, so it was a good fit for a tour.
Good.
You know, we let them use our cryo for nights. And light shows, all that stuff. So we kind of traded things,
nice.
And it was awesome to watch that happen.
That's not a bad band to start trading tricks with on the road, you know.
Yeah,
you're about to hanging out in Denver now, getting some hometown rest, and about to go back into the studio.
Right now we're finishing up the writing process, and then hopefully in March we're gonna go out on the road again and do what we do best:
play it live. From the development from back in the day to getting ready to go into a new album, with all things considered, is there a particular track that you just love and you put on every time?
Oh, you know, we always love playing Welcome to Zombietown. I mean, that one just gets everyone going. I mean, it's something about the topic of killing zombies. I don't know why, but people love it. And that song actually was a last-ditch effort in studio. We needed one more song to put on Perfect Enemy album, and we were having our writing session, and we all just couldn't think of anything. And the same day, the DVD of Zombieland came out.
Nice.
So we decided, all right, you know what, we'll call this off, we'll just do a band movie night. And then, so we watched the movie, and then afterwards, we all just looked at each other, and we're like, you know what? Let's make a song about killing zombies.
The story's behind the music right here.
Hey, guys, this is Matt from Red Tide Rising. You're listening to Asylum Metal Radio. Welcome to Zombietown.